Alright, we're going to start at the top of Ched Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the Braita that it brought yesterday, which was the Tanya Mashiach Be'ovedat Kochavim, Rabbi Omer B'Shigat Maaseh. Machlokas between the Rabbi and the Chachamim. Rabbi says that when it comes to a Kohen Mashiach, an Avodah Zarah, that he only has to, he's a regular Shogeg, or is a case of regular Shogeg, that he brings the Korban for. Chachamim Be'alam Dover, that has still requires the same higher threshold that we have for Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, as well as Kohen Mashiach with his par. So the same thing, even though he brings a Se'irah when it comes to Avodah Zarah, nevertheless he's still subject to the same requirements of Helam Davar and Shigigat Maaseh. And then the last statement of the Braita was Shavin. They both agree, which is Rabbi Anachamim She B'Se'irah, that he brings a Se'irah, that he's subject to the Korban Yachid of a Yachid when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And the last thing, which is Shavin She'en Mevi Hashem Talui. They both agree that he doesn't bring an Hashem Talui. So the top of Chedem and Elf, the Gemara says, B'Shavin She'en Mevi Hashem Talui Minolan. How do we know that? Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chi Per Alav HaKohen Al Shigigato Asher Shagag. When it comes to the Hashem Talui that's written in Parashat Vayikra and Perkei, it says, V'im Nefesh Ki Techeta V'estam Achat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Asher Lo Ta'asena V'lo Yada V'Hashem V'Nasa V'No. So he brings the Korban Hashem, which is the Hashem Talui. And on that it says, V'evi Ayel Tamim Minatzon Berkachal Hashem El HaKohen V'chiper Alav HaKohen Al Shigigato Asher Shagag V'hu Lo Yada V'Nislach Lo. So the focus here is Al Shigigato Asher Shagag. Rebbe Savar, Mi Shikol Chet'o B'Shagaga, only someone who every chet is subject to just Shigigat Maaseh. The way he comes to his korban is a Shigigat Maaseh. Yotzezeh, She'en Kol Chet'o B'Shagaga. Excluded is the Kohen Gadol, who not every one of his chataim is subject to the rule of just Shigigat Maaseh. Ela Be'elam Davar. So, according to Rebbe, which we saw before, when it comes to all mitzvot besides Avodah Zarah, then he requires for the Kohen Mashiach, Helam Davar, Ib Shigigat Maaseh. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, he just requires Shigigat Maaseh. Hashem Talui says, B'Shigigato Asher Shagag. So Rebbe says, that's telling us that any person who has Shigigat Maaseh across the board, anytime he has to bring a Chatat, it's only done based on Shigigat Maaseh, they are subject, or they have the ability to bring an Hashem Talui. Someone who doesn't have that cannot bring the Hashem Talui. And the Kohen Mashiach doesn't have that because by other mitzvot, he has Helam Davar im Shigigat Maaseh. Where it says, Midei Kol Ktiv? Where does it say Kol in the Pasuk? All it says is that, Mishigigato Asher Shagag. So, if one of the things, maybe anything that he's a Shogeg about, who says it has to be Kol? Say in, Dim Kei Nichtov Al Shigigato. Then it could simply have said in the Pasuk, V'chiper Alav HaKohen Al Shigigato. What's the addition? Lamali Asher Shagag. What do I need that extra piece of Asher Shagag? K'mashman Dad Ika Kol Chet O Bishgaga. So that's the Rebbe's drasha. So the next part of the Girsa, whether it's necessary or not, is Yatza Mashiach Shein Kol Chet O Bishgaga. Ela Bevorak Kachamim Lo B'Shar Mitzvot El Bem Davar Mishigad Maaseh, which is basically a summary of the position of Rabbi. Rabbanon, Mi Shechet O Bishgaga Yatza Mashiach Shein Chet O Bishgaga. The Chachamim, it's much easier because the Chachamim believe even by Avodah Zarah, they require for the Kohen Gadol Helam Davar Mishigiyat Maaseh. So they're basically saying, only someone who is subject to Shigiyat Maaseh brings an Hashem Talui. The Kohen Mashiach is never, according to the Chachamim, subject to Shigiyat Maaseh. He requires Helam Davar Ib Shigiyat Maaseh no matter what mitzvah, whether it's any Shar Mitzvot or Avodah Zarah. And therefore he's precluded from bringing a Hashem Talui. So here, Shein, Chetov Bishkagal, Lo Bevat Chachamim, Lo Bishar Mitzvot, El Helam Dabar, Im Shigiat Maaseh. So that's how we know that the Kohen HaMashiach does not bring an Hashem Tolui. Our next Mishnah, which we quoted yesterday, Ein Beit Din Chayavin, Ad Shiru B'Davar Shizdono Karet, V'Shigigato Chatat. Beit Din is only Chayav, for Parlam Dabar Tzibor. If we're talking about an Aveira, that if it's done with intent, results in a Chiyuv Karet, and if it's done in a mistaken manner, results in a chatat kavua. V'chein, HaMashiach. The same thing was true of the par chatat of the Kohen HaMashiach. It's brought when you have those fulfilled those same requirements. ולא בא עבודת כוכבים עד שיורו על דבר שזדונו כרת משגגו חטאת. When it comes to עבודת זרה, the same is true, that it's only about something that is a chiyuv karet b'mezid and a chatat kavua b'shgaga. That type of avera is subject to a paralam dover shel tzibur. As far as the Kohen Mashiach, it's not mentioned here, but we did say yesterday, v'chein l'mashiach, that it's true for the Kohen Mashiach as well, that you require mezid and mezid b'karet and shgagato chatat, because we'll see, l'shmat ha'am, but that he's subject to the same rules as the tzibur when it comes to this. In Avodah Zarah, the subject or the way that you end up with this, as Rashi points it out, which is, for instance, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we saw Megafef, Menashek, Umar Beitz before the Avodah Zarah, even though it's Isra Lav to do such things, to hug, to kiss, to show, you know, Umar Beitz to clean up, or to, you know, sprinkle water to keep the dust down. Those types of acts of kavod, while they are restricted, they are not subject to a chiyuv karet. And so, if Beit Din gave psak about those items, or that type of avodah zarah, that would not be subject to a paralam davar shel tzibur. Now, as far as an asham vadai, when it comes to an asham vadai, the tzibur does not bring an asham vadai, which we will see. But when it comes to the kohen hamashiach, he would bring a Hashem Vadai. Now he's compared to the Tzibur and the Ashmat Ha'am. If the Ashmat Ha'am says, if the Tzibur doesn't bring an Hashem Vadai, maybe the Kohenim should also not. But we say no, what he's subject or compared to the Am is that, just like the Am does not bring a Parim Lam Dover Tzibur, but Makom Hashem Vadai, so too the Kohen Mashiach does not bring a Parim Lam Dover Tzibur when it comes to Hashem Vadai. Rather, he brings the Hashem itself. Right now, Minolon. Where do we know all these halachot from? So the Tanya, we have a bright Rabbi Omer, Nemar kan aleha. It says over here, aleha, v'nemar lahalan aleha. And it says further on, aleha. Now the two places that we said this, one is by Arayot, legalot ervata aleha. That's found by the Arayot. And over here in our parsha, found in the Parhelam Dover Shel Tzibur, it says, V'noda chatat asher chatu aleha. V'kriv ha'kal parben bakar l'chatat. So Parhelam Dover Tzibur has the word aleha in it. By the Parshat HaRayot, we also have the word aleha. And there in Parshat HaRayot, l'glot ervata aleha, there's subject to a chiyuv karet, and b'shukig, they're subject to a chatat. So that would be the Gzeira Shava. The Gzeira Shava brings us the karet and the chatat from HaRayot, and tells us here, by Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur, we're talking about a chat'u aleha, a chait that has the same, or subject to the same requirements as that by the Arayot, which is karet, and a chatat kavua. So, mal alam davar shezdono karet, v'shigigal chatat, just like by the Arayot, that's true. Afkan, davar shezdono karet, v'shigigal chatat. So, when it says, ashkechan tzibur, that tells us a paralam davar shel tzibur, because the word aleha is written in the parsha of Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. Mashiach, what about the parchatat of the Kohen Mashiach, Minolan? That's easy also, because we always have le'ashmat ha'am. So it's written by the Kohen Mashiach, given Kohen Mashiach yechata le'ashmat ha'am. Ashmat ha'am compares him to the Tzibur. He always has the same din as the Tzibur. So the Ari Mashiach ki Tzibur, Nasi. What about the fact when the Nasi brings his own karban, how do we know that he also only brings it for something that there's a chiyuv karet for, and quote unquote a chatat kavua? Yalif, mitzvot, mitzvot. Ktiv gabi nasi, by the nasi it says, Ushir nasi yecheta, v'asa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. So that is the word mitzvot. Uchtiv b'tzibur, by the tzibur it says, ve'el mikol adati shol ishgu v'nelam davar meine akal, v'asu achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. So there you have the Asa Achad Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, which is mentioned in both places. Matzibur, Dabar Shuz Dono Karet V'Shigigol Chatat. Af Nasi, Dabar Shuz Dono Karet V'Shigigol Chatat. So Tzibur is the main limud. From Tzibur we learn out Kohen Mashiach because of Lashmat Ha'am. We learn out Nasi because V'Asu Achad Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, which is either whether it's a Mei Metzinu or a Gzeir Shava, but we learn now from Nasi. Yachid. What about the yachid? Amakra ve'im nefesh. So the chatat yachid in the parsha in Perek Dalet in Bereshit Vayikra, that has four parshiot. The first parsha is the Kohen Mashiach, the second one is the Parlam Dovash Tzibur, the third one is the Nasi, the fourth one is the Chatat Yachid. The Chatat Yachid begins, Ve'im Nefesh Echat Techeta Bishkaga. That Vav Achibur is, Ve'omod Tachton Mi Elyon. That will learn from those that are above it. It'll catch it, is mechaber it to the parshiot that come before, just like the parshiot before are all subject to Chiv Karit B'Mezid, Chatat Kavua B'Yachid, so too, that will be true of the Chatat HaYachid. Now, obviously, the Chatat HaYachid can't require a Chatat Kavua, because that's what he's bringing, but it's subject to, it needs Dono Karet, in order to bring a Chatat Kavua by the Chatat HaYachid. Now the Gemara says, V'lo b'avodat kochavim ad shiuru. So the same din applies to Avodah Zarah. B'avodat kochavim minalan. How do we know that by Avodah Zarah, that you need Dono Karet, and then Shigigato Chatat? The Tarabanan, the fish yatsa avodat kochavim ladun ba'atzma. Avodah Zarah has its own parsha in Parshat Shlach. Yochol yu chayavim afilo advar shein zdono kareit v'shigil chatat. I think just like it was removed from Parshat Vayikra by the Parim Lover Shetzibor, now you have a par olah and see the chatat separate for Avodah Zarah that's brought in Parshat Shlach. Nemar kan meinei v'nemar lahalan meinei. So we saw this Gezer Shabbat before. Which is by Parim Lover Shetzibor, it says v'im kol adat yisod yishgu v'nelam davar meinei hakahal. And by Avodah Zarah in Parshat Shlach, it says, "V'chi v'ya im meinei ha'ida nestad lishkaga." So since the word meinei appears in both places, we have gzeir shava meinei meinei. Malahalan davar shuzdonol kareit shigigato chatat. Just like by Parim davar shetzibor by mezid kareit shigigato chatat. Afkan davar shuzdonol kareit shigigato chatat. So that'll play to Avodah Zarah. Ashkachan tzibur. You have the gzeir shava meinei meinei. It's from Par Helam Davish Tzibor to Avodah Zarah of the Tzibor, which is Par Olah and Tzir L'Chatat. What about Avodah Zarah of the Yachid, who has a separate parsha, V'im Nefesh Echat Techata B'Shkaga, V'Kriv Eiz Bat Shnata L'Chatat? Where do we know there that it's also subject to the same rules? Yachid, Nasi, Mashiach, Nolan. Where do we know all of those? They're all included under the Yachid, or the category of a Yachid when it comes to Avodah Zarah. They don't have separate karbanot. Amakra, v'im nefesh achat, echad yachid, v'echad nasi, v'echad mashiach, kulam b'chlau nefesh achat. So first of all of them are, they're all together. That's the first thing, that they all, nefesh achat includes everybody who's not a tzibur, which means mashiach, nasi, yachid, they're all included there. Number two, it says, v'im nefesh achat echata. Again, the vav achibur is mechaber to the parsha ro, v'imot tachton min hal yon. And therefore, the Parshat Yachid, which is subject, is right after, placed right after that of the Tzibur, is subsequent to the Parshat Tzibur, as the Vav HaChibur, and teaches us, just like the Tzibur has a requirement of Karet B'Mezid, Chatat Kavua, by the Shogeg, so too, there will be the same rules, or governing rules, when it comes to the Chatat Yachid by Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, "Anicha l'man demapik la la'alea l'gzeira shava k'damran." Now, all this works well because that's Rebbe's position. Rebbe started out the bright over here. That Rebbe's position is that he learns l'gzeira shava from arayot to paralam davar shetzibur aleha aleha. But if you do not have that gzeira shava, then you're in trouble because everything else was learned from the paralam davar shetzibur. Paralam davar shetzibur was the main limud. And then we learn how Kohen Mashiach from that, Nasi from that, and then the Yachid from the other Parashiyot, and Avodah Zarah from Param Dom Tibur to Avodah Zarah. But if you don't have that Gzeirah Shavah, everything falls apart. Which is true. That's what the Gemara says here. It says, Anicha l'man d'mapik l'alaleh l'gzeirah shavah k'damran. That's Rebbe. Elo l'rabbonon d'mafki l'alaleh l'arayot v'tzarot. According to the Chachamim, who use the Aleha to teach us a din by Yivama. The din by Yivama that when you have somebody who is an arayot by Yivama that they automatically fall away, that they don't have a din of Yibum, so too their co-wives also don't have a din of Yibum. So that they use the word Aleha for. Davash is dono karet v'shigil chatat minaluhu. Where do they learn that out from? Without that, our whole limud falls apart. Nafkale midmat in le rabishua ben levi libre. They had learned it out from the din that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi taught to his son. Torah achat yelachem lo sebishkaga, V'nefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah. So this is the end of the parsha. Well, what is the Rav the Yachid found in Parshat Shlach? It says this: Arizrach b'bnei Israel v'lagir agar b'tocham. Torah achat yelachem loseh b'shkagah. They have one Torah for everybody who does b'shkagah. V'nefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah min Arizrach u'min agir et Hashem u'migadeif. V'nichrata nefesh ayi mikerav amah. Ki devar Hashem bazah. So at the end of the parsha, what is the Ra of the Yachid? There are these two psukim, three psukim, and what Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught to his son is, listen, you have Torah chat, yelechem losei b'shogeg. There's one Torah for everybody who does b'shogeg. All the parshiot of b'shogeg, one Torah. Number two, we have, nefesh asher taseh b'yad ramah. Someone who acts b'yad ramah, what's the din of a nefesh asher tasu b'yad ramah? The nechvata, a nefesh ahi. That's correct. So now I know the din. The din is, Torah chad b'chol ha-shkogigim. Who are these shogigim? Kol ha-se b'yad ramah. Someone who does b'meizid, which will be subject to karet, by shogig, they will have this Torah of these parshiot. That'll be the ruling for all shkigagot. So Gemara says, Ashrechan yachid, nasi u'mashiach, ben bavorat chachamim, ben b'shar mitzvot. We now have the yachid, whether it's in avodah zarah, because that's where the parsha is found, whether it's with a regular shodeg of chatat, because it says, Torah achat yelechem nosei bishkagah. That has to do with shigigat ma'aseh. That's fine. But what do we do about Tzibur Minolan? So Gemara says the other way around. Yalif Elyon Mitachton. We'll learn the upper parsha from the lower parsha because of the Vava Chibur that starts out in the lower parsha. Because it says in the lower parsha, it says V'im Nefesh, which is a Vava Chibur. It tells you it's connected to the upper parsha. The upper parsha, or the preceding parsha, talks about Avodah Zarah B'Tzibur. And then the Avodah Zarah B'Tzibur is going to be subject to the same ruling as the Yachid b'avodah zarah because of the vava chibur that is found over there. And obviously, once you have that, you can expand to parhel b'dover shel tzibur meinei. You could use that gezeres shava. But once we've connected the yachid to the tzibur, we're okay. Now, even according to the chachamim. Now, again, Rebbe is the author of this braita. So now, Rebbe, who learned it out from Aleha Aleha, Hadar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mayobidle. What does he do with this limud of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? On the pasuk of Torah Chat Yelachem Loseh Bishkaga, V'nefesh Yisrael B'yad Ramah. What does he do with that limud? So Matpik Leila Katanya, he uses it for the Braita, the Fi. Shematzino Shechilei Kakatuv Ben Rabim Liyachidim. We know that Torah separates the outcomes for Rabim and for the Yachidim. Rabim B'Saif U'mumonam Avad. When it comes to the death penalty of an Ira Nidachat, the Rabim, the people who are put to death, Ayidei Saif. And their possessions are burnt. You destroy the entire city and burn all the possessions of the city. Yechidim, a yechid who worships of Zara, is subject to skila, is stoned. Ve'memonam palat. On the other hand, their mamon, their possessions survive, in that their relatives can keep their possessions, their possessions don't get burnt or destroyed. So yochol nechlok be'karbonoteim. I would think, just like the yechid and the rabim have a difference in their din, so too, by the case of Karbanot, they will have a different Korban. That means that the Korban for people in an Ir Nidachat, Bishogeg, would bring a different Korban than a Yachid B'Avodah Zarah, Bishogeg. So we think they were saying, Tamar Lomar, Torah Achat Yelechem. There's one Torah for all those that worship B'Avodah Zarah. Whether you're an Ir Nidachat, whether you are a Yachid, you bring the same Korban, Bishogeg, when it comes to B'Avodah Zarah. So Matkifla Rav Chilkia, Megronia, the only reason you say that this works is because the Katuv came and said Torah Chat. It tells you don't separate between them. Chal Chilek. So had the Torah allowed it, or had you had this Havamina, Havamina Nechlok. So we would have thought there is a difference. So what's the difference? The question is, Mainaiti. What is he going to bring? What Korban are they going to bring? We have, by Avodah Zarah, we have two Korbanot. We have the Korban of the Yachid, which is the Eiz Bachnata L'Chatat Asi'ira. And then we have the Korban of the Tzibur, which is a par leola and a seir lechatat. Now you have this Ir HaNidachat. You would think they would bring a different Korban. What is that different korban you would think? 90 par, so how could you, let them bring a par. If they bring a par, tzibur b'shar mitzvot hu d'maiti. So then that would be, have them have the same korban as a par helam dover shel tzibur. They'd be bringing the same korban as the tzibur does. So that can't be. We want to give them a separate korban. 90 par li'ola v'se'ir l'chatat. So you're going to bring a par li'ola v'se'ir l'chatat. Tzibur b'avara kukuvim hu d'maiti. That they bring, that's exactly what the tzibur brings by avodah zarah. That wouldn't give them a separate korban. 90 seir, we're going to bring a seir. Nasi b'shar mitzvot hu d'maiti. That's what the nasi brings by a regular chatat. The nasi brings a seir. 90 seira. So what to bring a seira? Yachid nami ainu karbano. When it comes to avodah zarah or even a shar mitzvot, seira is the korban of the yachid. So what would I have done? What korban would he bring? Somewhere it says Easter. Sachatat amina tzibur maiti par li'ola v'seir l'chatat. I would thought that mitzibur by avodah zarah brings a par l'chatat and a seir l'chatat. A par li'ola v'seir l'chatat. Haini naite ipcho. The ir anidach will bring the opposite. They will bring a par l'chatat v'seir l'ola. Before we rejected par l'chatat because that's like the par lam davish mitzibur. But now we added in a seir l'ola. So that made it different. That makes it different from the tzibur by avodah zarah. It makes it different from the tzibur by ashar mitzvot. Inami. The other possibility is tzarich vein lo takana. The other possibility is that he does need a korban, but they have no korban. That they necessitate a separate korban. They need a korban, but there is no korban that they can bring. So therefore, they are stuck. So tzarich vein lo takana. Hamash malon. So that's where we need the pasuk for. The pasuk teaches me Torah chat that they are subject to the same korban as the yachid, and they will bring the merubim shasu b'shogeg, a large number, yinai dacha, that does, is subject to a shogeg by avodah zarah, they will bring the same korban as the yachid, which is the si'ira. Right now, the Gemara says, t'kuli alma mihat, ki k'tive hani krai, b'avodat korbim hu d'ktive. These final psukim that we bring in shlach, from the parsha by the chatat yachid by avodah zarah, everybody says that those psukim are referring to avodah zarah. Now, truthfully, that is subject to a machloket, what these psukim are speaking about. But nevertheless, the Gemara wants to, oh, my mashma. How do you know this? How do you know that these psukim are talking about avodah zarah? Again, even though there are those that dissent or disagree, we're not even talking about those that disagree here. We just want to know those that say that it's avodah zarah that we're speaking about here, whether it's Rebbe or Rabbi Shua ben Levi that we're speaking about avodah zarah. Where do they know that from? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, v'itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'amri lo kadi. Some say it was said by Rabbi, some say by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, others just say it without any memra said about me. It wasn't said by anybody, it was just said stam. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, v'chi tishgu, v'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvot ha'ele. So it says, if you make a mistake, and don't do any of these mitzvot. So in Shlach, we know there are two parshiot. There's a parshat of Tzibur and then a parshat of the Yachid. It's very unclear what these parshiot are speaking about. They're ambiguous, very difficult to understand, but Chazal say they're referring to Avodah Zarah. The end of the Parsha, which I just mentioned before, subject to a machloket, if it's talking about Avodah Zarah still, or it's talking about Megadef, which is someone who is Mevarechet Hashem, that's maybe a separate, at the end of this Parsha. But nevertheless, where do they know that all this is speaking about Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is a separate din than any other mitzvot? So that is because the Parsha begins by the Tzibur, V'chish Tishgu, V'lo Tasuot Kol Mitzvot Ha'ele. What does it mean? Eze hui mitzvah shishkula kechol mitzvot. Which mitzvah is the same or equivalent to all other mitzvot of Torah? Havyomer zu avodat kochavim. Avodah zarah is shkula keneged kol mitzvot. So that's what it means. Chitishgu v'lasu lo atasu et kol mitzvot eila. What's one avirah that you could do that's equivalent of doing every avirah? That's avodah zarah. Tebei Rabbi Tana, Amar Kura, the pasuk says, so this is at the end of the Parshat Yachid, towards the end of this Parsha here. It says, Asher diber Hashem el Moshe. So this is what Hashem said to Moshe. And then it also says there, Ezehi Asher Ruchtiv Asher Tziva Hashem Lachem Beyad Moshe. The Hashem commanded to you, Ayedei Moshe. So it says, V'chidish kuvalo tasu kol mitzvalei Asher diber Hashem el Moshe. That's the first pasuk by the Tzibur. Eid kol asher tzivah shel aleichem biyad Moshe, min yom asher tzivah shem lechem, alo doratechem. So what's mitzvah? Is he mitzvah? She be dibro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's mitzvah that we say asher diber Hashem el Moshe, that was said by Hashem? And that the kol asher tziva Hashem alechem biyad Moshe was also commanded through Moshe to tell us. Havayamer zu avodah chochavim. That's avodah zarah. Why? Because the first two of the dibrot are about anochi Hashem elokecha, lo yelecha elokim acherim, are about avodah zarah, mipiha gvoah shemanu. We heard them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. So that means asher diber Hashem el Moshe. Hashem was speaking to Moshe, and we heard Hashem speaking to Moshe when it comes to the first two dibrot. We also, at kol asher tziva Hashem lechem biyad Moshe, we also heard from Moshe other mitzvot lo tishtachav ela acher, other mitzvot in the Torah that refer to avodah zarah. So we have tzibuyim from Moshe, we have a dibur from Hashem. That's only true by avodah zarah. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, anochi v'lo yelecha mipi agvura shamanum. We heard the first two dibrot straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis from Rabbi Shmuel Tano. The Beis Rabbi Shmuel has another way to learn this out. Lemi yinayom, which is the end of the pasuk that I just read to you, which is v'yet kol asher tziva Hashem lechem biyad Moshe minayom asher tziva Hashem v'halal l'dor lechem. So what's the mitzvah that has all other mitzvot after it? Minayom asher tziva Hashem v'halal l'dor lechem is mitzvah shi nemra tchila. Which mitzvah was said first that everything else came after it? Well, the first two dibrot are anochi Hashem elokecha v'lo yelecha elohim acherim al panai. So those are the first two. Everything else comes after it. So that must be it's referring to as Arah. Merzu of Dar Chachavim. V'hamamar. We have the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Eser mitzvot nitzdab Yisrael b'mara. That in Mara, pre-Har Sinai, when they were camping in Mara, they got Sham lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisau. They got a set of mitzvot. They got 10 mitzvot in Mara. The Sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, plus an additional 3 mitzvot, which the question about what those additional 3 mitzvot are, but nevertheless, they had mitzvot prior to standing at Har Sinai. So we can't say that the first mitzvah was b'tchila as avodah zarah. That's not true.
Well, one of the
right, but it may not be the first. You need it to be the first. So that's the problem. It's the first. Ela mechaverta kedishanina meikora. That limud is not a good limud. We have to learn by the other two limudim that we had before about why this is referring to avodah zarah. All right. Next Mishnah. Vein chayavin alasei valotasei shemigdash. This is a Mishnah that we actually quoted in Shavuot. In Shavuot, when we were dealing with Tumat Mikdash Gdoshav, we quoted this Mishnah, which differentiates between Tumat Mikdash Gdoshav and Nida. By Nida, there is an asei that you're chayav for, and by Tumat Mikdash Gdoshav, there's an asei lotasei that you're not chayav for. So that's it. Ein chayavin, you do not bring a par helam dover shel tzibur, alasei valotasei shebimigdash. When it comes to Tumat Mikdash Gdashav, you do not bring a parhelam davar shel tzibur. Vein mevi'in Hashem taloi alasei valotasei shebimigdash. A Tumat Mikdash Gdashav is also not subject to an Hashem taloi. Why? What is different about the Tumat Mikdash Gdashav? It's subject to a korban oleh v'yored. That's what we learn in the Gemara in the first two prakim of Shavuot. Right, when it comes to Tumat Mikdash Gdashav, the Korban is not a regular Korban Chatat Kavua, rather a Korban Ole V'yored. The change is subject to the economic means of the individual who is bringing it. They bring a different Korban. Since it's not a Chatat Kavua, it doesn't have a parallel Dabash Tzibur, it also does not have an Hashem Talui, the Gemara will bring us the Limudim for that. On the other hand, Aval Chayavim, Alasei, Valota Seish Minida, we do bring a korban parham davar shel tzibur by the asei and lota sei of a nida. Mivin Hashem taloi al asei lota sei shebidina. We also bring a Hashem, or it is subject to an Hashem taloi the asei and lota sei by nida. Now, when it comes to tumat mikdash gdashav, what is the asei and the lota sei? The asei is v'yishalchu min ha-machaneh kol tzaruah v'chol zav. They have to send out of the machaneh anybody who is tamei. That's the asei. And the lav is that lo tavo, right? You're not allowed to come into the mikdash, lo yitamu et machaneim, that you're not allowed to come into the machane, you're not allowed to come or bring your tuma into the makom asher the shechinah sham. What's the asei and lo tasei by nida? The asei and lo tasei nida, we saw this in the Gemara in Shavuot, which the Mishnah is about to describe, is the lo tasei is obviously that you're not allowed to lo tegler vata, that you're not allowed to have a rayot with a nida, but the assay is about prisha. If you remember, that was the assay that You have to be poresh. Lifnei zman vesta, there's an assay to remove oneself, to stop oneself prior to the time that the woman becomes a nida. That you don't just, after she becomes a nida, you separate, but one should take precaution and separate before for the veset. That's what Gemara says here. Ezu mitzvah seish mina, parush mina nida. Right, to separate oneself from the nida. The other, in Gemara and Shavuot, we talked about the fact that if while he is in the middle of biyah, she says, perasti nida, she became a nida, there's also a say there where she's, that he's not allowed to pull out at the time. He has to wait until the koshi is removed, until there is no more hana from removing himself, and then remove himself then. That's the other din of the nida. So, shvinda parush min nida, mitzvah lo tasei al tavah nida. Obviously, the mitzvah lo tasei is that you're not allowed to have a reyot with the nida. So now the Gemara wants to know, mina hane mile. So the, where are these words? It's sibor lo mechayve karban be'alma, v'yachid hashem talua inami. So I want to know two different dinim. I want to know, how do you know that the tzibur does not bring a korban when it comes to the tumat mikdash u'kdashah? And number two is, by the Hashem Talui, how do I know that a yachid, as well as the tzibur, don't bring an Hashem Talui when it comes to the tumat mikdash u'kdashah? Obviously the tzibur doesn't bring it, because they're not even bringing a parlam davish of tzibur, not going to bring an Hashem Talui. But how do I know that we individual does not bring an Hashem Talui when it comes to tumat mikdash u'kdashah? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Nemar, Va'ashem b'chatat, Va'ashem b'talui, V'nemar v'ashamo b'tzibur. U'ba'asham talui, V'nemar v'ashamo b'tzibur. So there are three times that the word asham or ashem is used. By the paralam dover shel tzibur, it says, V'im kol adat Yisrael ishgu, V'ne'alam davar m'ne'akal, Basu achad n'kol mitzvot Hashem, Asher lo tasena v'ashemo. So that's by the case of the paralam davar shel tzibur. By the yachid, it says, V'im nefesh achad techetav ishkaga ma'amaretz, So it says v'ashem over there. Then by the karban asham talui, by the case of the asham talui, it says v'im nefesh ki techta v'asa mikol achad mikol mitzvot Hashem ashol tasen v'yada v'ashem v'nasa avuno. So the word asham appears by asham talui, the parsha in Vayikra Hei pasuk Yud Zayin. It also appears by paralam davar shel tzibur. It also appears by Chatat HaYachid. So what does that tell you? So it says here, V'nemar v'ashamo b'tzivor, Ma v'ashem b'yachid b'chatat kavua, just like the ashem by the yachid is only brought, or is really a chatat kavua, that's the din, it's told to us by, or the word ashem is used by the Chatat HaYachid, which is a fixed chatat, that's the same chatat for everyone, Af Hashemo b'tzibur, so too the Hashemo by the tzibur b'chatat kavua. The only time you bring a paralam davar shel tzibur is when it's a chatat kavua. Uma tzibur b'chatat kavua, Af Hashem t'loi nami ein bala safek chatat kavua. And so too, just like the tzibur safek chatat kavua, so too by Hashem t'loi it only comes by a safek of a chatat kavua. So the requirement, or what we're learning over here, is that paralam davar shel tzibur only comes when a yachid normally would bring a chatat kavua. Because of this ashem, ashemo, we're learning from that just like the yachid brings a chatat kavua by the word ashem, the ashemo by the parham davar shel tzibur, it says that parham davar shel tzibur only applies when the yachid would bring a chatat kavua. And the same thing to the asham. The asham talui, what's an asham talui? Asham talui is brought, subject to machlokes and the Gemara and Kritut, but asham talui is brought b'safek, when you have a safek chatat, when you would have otherwise brought a chatat kavua if you knew for sure you did it, but for some reason you have a safek. What the safek is subject to the machloket, the gemara kritut. But that safek brings it. That safek is only true v'ashem, when there is an asham. What's the asham? That is only when there is a chatat kavua. If when you did it and you knew for sure you did it, you would bring a chatat kavua. Therefore, when it comes to an asham talui, the safek, you'll only bring it when you would have brought otherwise a chatat if you knew about it. So that's how we know, number one, that by tumat mikdash u'kdashav, which is subject to korban oleh v'yored, that the Hashem talui is not brought, because the Hashem talui is only brought on something that otherwise would have a chatat kavua. Here, if you did it, even amazing, but if you had a shogeg here, you would only bring a, you bring a carbon all over your aid. So that's not subject to Hashem Tolui. Same thing for the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor. Par Halam Dover Tzibor is only brought if the Yachid would bring a Chatat Kavua. Here the Yachid would bring an Asha at Olevi Oreid. Since he would bring Olevi Oreid, he does not, we don't bring a Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor. So that's the Limud. Where it says, Amrei, Iyachi, Kaban Olevi Oreid, Nami, Haktiv. Wait a minute. Let me read you the introduction to the Parsha of Korbanot Asham. It says here by the Parshiot Asham, it says, Vaya, ki ye'esham la'achat mi'eile, v'hit vada, asher chata'ala. The beginning of Korban Olev V'yorei, it tells you, what's the first? Vahi ki ye'esham la'achat mi'eile. So the word ye'esham is used right there. So you, what do you mean? It sounds like Korban Olev V'yorei also has the word Hashem. If you do that, then you could apply it to the Paralam Davishat Tibor. Yashem Vashem. I wouldn't say that even by Karban Olivia your age, you should bring Paralam Davishat Tibor. But it says, Danim. Here over here, we learn out Ashemu min Ashem. We learn the Ashemu of the Karban Paralam Davishat Tibor from the word Ashem. Vein Danim Ashem min Ye Ashem. But it says, Amai Nafkamina. What's the difference? They're not the exact same word. I mean, Ashem, Ashemu, and Ashem, Ye Ashem. Why doesn't it work? So Gemara says, "Atani debay Rabbi Shabbal." This is the Gemara's example everywhere. This is by Nigayim that the Gemara learns out a gzerah shav of a shava kohen uva kohen. The kohen returns and the kohen goes. So over there, the Gemara says, even though the word shav and ba are different words, they're talking about the same thing. Totally different word, but they're talking about the same thing, that the kohen's coming from his house back to the person who's in the Beit HaMenuga, that he's coming back to check on this individual. Zoe shiva, zoe bia. It's the same thing, the Gemara says. Makes no difference. And there they make a gzerah shava. Veod. Alright, I'll give you, you don't want to learn out Hashem, yeah, Hashem. Well, let me tell you something else. The word Hashem appears a number of times in the Parsha or Korban Olev Yorid. Learn out, Min Hashem, Tumat Mikdash Kedushav. Let me read you the beginning of Tumat Mikdash Kedushav. Unefesh. Asher tiga b'chol davar temei. O b'nivlat chayat meya. O b'nivlat behimat meya. O b'nivlat sheretz temei. V'ne'alam bimenu. V'hu temei. V'Hashem. There you don't have any yeah, Hashem. That's v'Hashem. You can't get any better than that. That's the exact same word. So, why don't we learn from there? Forget it. Even if you don't want to say that, we want to move the words. So, Amar Papa Donim V'Hashem U'mitzvot Hashem Minash V'Hashem U'mitzvot Hashem. So now, we want to subject the V'Hashem L'mitzvot Hashem. So, they not only is the word Hashem appear, but the mitzvot Hashem also appears. By the Korban HaTzibur, it says, V'im kol ha'dati so yishkub ne'elam davar mi ha'kal v'asu achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. And also by the Korban HaYachid, it says, V'nechash echad techata v'shkaga ma'amartz v'sah echad mi mitzvot Hashem, shalot tasena v'ashem. So mitzvot Hashem v'ashem appears in both of these locations, as well as the Hashem Talui. By Hashem Talui, it says, V'nechash techata v'sah echad mikol mitzvot Hashem, shalot tasena v'yadav v'ashem. So not only do you have the word Hashem, but we have kol mitzvot Hashem that appears in all three of these locations. So that's how we'll solve the problem. So, Danim Vashem Mitzvot Hashem, Min Vashem Mitzvot Hashem. So that limud is common to all three of those items. The Parlam Davish Tzibor, the Chatar Yachid, and Hashem Taloi. So that will be our limud. So, Amar Rav Simi Barver, Shilav Papa, V'nilef V'Hashem Unisiyat Avon, Mi'Hashem Unisiyat Avon. Why? Okay, you want to say that the Gzera Hashem has to do with the fact that you have Hashem and another phrase that appears in all these places. Well, let's say that the word Hashem and Nisiyat Avon actually appears by the Hashem Taloi. It says, V'im nefesh echad techtav, asta achad mikol mitzvot Hashem, asher lo tasena, v'lo yada, v'ashem v'nasa avono. So it says, v'ashem v'nasa avono. So that's one time it appears. And it also appears by the, as the beginning of the parashat of Korban Olev V'yareid. This is talking about the Shvuat Ha'edut. V'nefesh ki techtav, shema kol ala, v'u eid, ura'a yada, im lo yagid, v'nasa avono. And then it says, at the end of this, v'hu yada v'ashem. So you have the subject to the parsha of Korban Olev V'yareid. You have nasa avono, and you also have v'ashem. So maybe we should connect those two between Hashem Talui and the Korban Olev V'yareid. They both have the word Hashem, and they both have the word v'nasa avono. So why can't you make, you want to say Hashem in another phrase? I'll find you Hashem in another phrase that are common between the Hashem Talui and the Korban Olev V'yareid. So the word Hashem appears numerous times in Korban Olev V'yareid alongside with Venasa Avuno. So because of that, maybe we should learn from there. So the Gemara says, now he responds, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Danim, Vashem umitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena. Vashem umitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena. Vayochiach shmiat kol uvitu isvayim utumat migdash ushav shalom avahem Vashem umitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena. So that's it. We have even a bigger phrase. I have two things that are down there, which is that by Hashem Toloi, I have Im Nefesh Kitechta Vasta Chat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem. That's Mitzvot Hashem. Asher Lo Tasena. On top of that, a second phrase. Velo Yadav Hashem. So I have three things that are common: Mitzvot Hashem, Asher Lo Tasena, VeHashem. So if I go to Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, I also have that. It says Im Kol Adat Yisrael Ishgu VeElam Davar Menei Akal VeAsu Achat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, Asher Lo Tasena, VeHashemu. So I also have that. And I have that by Hashem Taloi. And now I have by the Yachid, which is the last one that we need, which is Nefesh Achat Techta Bishkal Mamaretz Vesota Achat Mimotzvot Hashem Asher Lo Te'asena VeHashem. So the phrase Achat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Asher Lo Te'asena, and then the word Hashem afterwards appears in all three of these places. You have a big phrase that appears, that includes the word Achad Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, Asher Lo Te'asena, and Hashem. That all appears, that single phrase appears in all three of these places, and that's why we connect them. So therefore, we learn from this in the end, that Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur only applies when you have a Chatat Kavua by the Yachid. That's from the phrase that's found common between Chatat Yachid and the Tzibur. Hashem Taloi is also connected through the Tzibur, that Tzibur doesn't bring, number one, doesn't bring Hashem Taloi, but number two is that Hashem Taloi is only brought for a Chatat Kavu as well, because it shares that same common phrase that we had between the Tzibur and the Chatat HaYachid. So that's how we learned out these dinim that we just found in the previous Mishnah. Right now the Mishnah continues. Ein chayavin al shmiat kol v'al bitu yisvatayim v'al tumat mikdash kodoshav. So number, we don't bring a parallel of the Tzibur when it comes to shmiat kol, which is the shvat ha'idut. Al bitu yisvatayim, which is Shvat Habitui. Right? These are we learned these in Masechet Shvuot. And then we have Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, which is the last of the Korbanei Oleh V'Yoreid. These are the three different types of Korban Oleh V'Yoreid you could bring. And truthfully, this Mishnah is basically unnecessary. We just learned that in the previous Mishnah, that in Chayavin, Al Aseh V'Lo Taseh Shev Mikdash, Be'Vim Hashem Metaloi. We just said that. Which is Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. And once we learn out that it's all about Chatat Kavua, all three of these are subject to the din of a Korban Oleh V'Yoreid. So, but nevertheless, it's brought here because of the next part of the Mishnah. Ve'anasi ki yotzi behem divrei Rabbi Yossi b'Galili. That the Nasi has the same din, according to this, that he doesn't have a din of Korban Oleh V'Yoreid, according to Rabbi Yossi b'Galili. Rabbi Akiva omer, Nasi chayab b'kulan chutz mishmat kol. Kiva says, no, the Nasi is subject to all the Korbanei Oleh V'Yoreid except for Shmiat Kol, which is Shvuat Eidut. Shamelech, and Nasi is referring to the leader. Shamelech, lo dan, v'lo danin oto. He's not a judge, and he's not judged. V'lo me'id, v'lo me'idin oto. We do not testify against him, and he does not testify. Well, since he's not an aid, Shvuat Eidut doesn't matter to him. We learned this in the Gemara Shvuot. Shvuat Eidut only applies when you would otherwise be chayav in the Eidut. If you'd be chayav to give eidut, then you took a shvuah, then you'd be subject to shvuat eidut. Well, here, the king has no chiyuv to give eidut. So therefore, he's not subject to shvuat eidut. So Amar Ula, my time o the Rabbi Yossi Galili. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi Galili? Amakra. Pasuk says, V'aya ki Hashem le'achat mi'ele. Right? It says, if he's Hashem le'achat mi'ele, kol shemitchayev be'achat, mitchayev be'kulam. Shem mitchayev be'achat, ein mitchayev be'kulam. So in the introduction to the Korban Oleh V'Yoreid, in the Parsha, in Vayikra, it says, V'ya, ki Hashem l'achat mi'ele, v'yitzvada asher chata aleha. So it says, ki Hashem l'achat mi'ele. So what does it mean, l'achat mi'ele? So he's darshaning that as long as you are chayav in every one of them, then you can bring a Korban Oleh V'Yoreid. She'en mit chayav b'achat, if you're not chayav in one of these, then you don't bring any of them. Which one is he not chayav in? He's not chayav in Shvuat Eidut. By the Korban Oleh V'Yoreid is not chayav, therefore he will also not be chayav in Shvat Bitui and Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Where it says, wait a minute, Ve'ema mitchayev ba'achat mehen. Right, that's what it's, the pasuk sounds, the pashtut pasuk is, V'ya ki Hashem la'achat mi'eile. Mi'eile means from these, from one of these.
You will be.
Right, you'll be chayav if any one of these. So, V'afa pi she'en mitchayev b'kulan. Even though you're not subject to all of them. The drasha doesn't seem to work. If you remember when we had in the Gemara in Shavuot, actually, Rabbi Kiva and others had difficulty with the pasuk. They didn't know how to darshan. And we saw that they learned out. It seemed to be that a person is only called a tzaddik if he does all of these things. Me'achat. So there, the Gemara darshans, no, me'achat me'ila means one out of a list of items. It doesn't mean all of the items. It only means one of these items. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. El time to Rabbi Gosli mehocha. It must be that Rabbi Gosli has a different reason, which is the Tanya. Hey Rabbi Yirmi Omer. Nemar, it says by Korban Levi Yoreid, lo tagia yado, v'nemar lo tasig yado. So by Korban Levi Yoreid, it says, first of all, vaya, ki Hashem lechag ve'el vitvada chazer ha'chata le'ah, ve'hi v'hi et ha'shamo la'Hashem ha'chatato she'chata, nekeva min atzom kizba u'sirat izim le'chatat. So that's the Korban Levi Yoreid. You bring a sirat kizba. Then, ve'im lo tagia yado de'se, he cannot afford a se, ve'et mishamo she'chata sh'tei torim u'shnei b'nei yona. Then you bring two birds, Ola and Chatat. The next is, Vim lo tasig yodo. If he can't afford the Shtei Torim, L'shnei B'nei Yonah, Vim yit Korbano, Chasher Chatat, Shri Ta'ifat. Then you bring a Korban Mincha. So the terms, lo tasig yodo, and lo tagia yodo, is exactly the Korban Olevi Yoreid. It's telling us the lack of economic ability to afford the Korban, therefore they bring a different form of Korban. So that's the Asha, this Korban Olevi Yoreid, talks about someone who's subject to the vagaries of the economics or the realities of the economics that they go up and down. That one can be rich, can be poor, and they go through different cycles. So that's what the Gemara says here. Mi shabali de'aniyut v'ashirut. Only someone who can be poor and rich. Yetzad nasi u'mashiach she'en bayin li de'aniyut. They never become poor. Nasi dichtiv. By nasi it says, v'asa achat mikomo tzvot Hashem elokav. Mish in al gabav el Hashem elokav. By the parsha of Nasi, it says Hashem Nasi yechta sa'achad mikom mitzvot Hashem elokav v'shelo tasen v'shkiro v'Hashem. Right, so that's the parsha over there. It says sa'achad mikom mitzvot Hashem elokav. What does that mean, Hashem elokav? In the others, it only says achad mikom mitzvot Hashem. Why by the Nasi does it add the additional word mitzvot Hashem elokav? What does elokav teach you? That the only one above the king is God. And therefore what? Rashi says, Melech Olam Ashir Hu. He's always rich. The king's always rich because he sets the rules. Right, he can tax. He can set the rules. He doesn't need anybody else. He's not, right? He can make himself rich, basically. And therefore, we don't worry about, he never reaches the point of aniyut, therefore he doesn't bring a korban olev v'yoreid. Koin Mashiach. Mashiach tichtiv, v'koin ha-gadol me'achav. Right, what's mean the koin ha-gadol me'achav? Shu gadol me'achav. He is greater than his brothers, I mean the Kohen Gadol, benoy, in beauty, bekoach, in strength, bechuchmah, in wisdom, ubeosher, and with wealth. Now, three of these are subject to the individual. That can be determined by the individual, how good-looking they are, how strong they are, how wise they are. That's all about the individual. Osher is not how does a person ensure to be the Kohen Gadol, that they're rich? How is that possible? Zachem ramim, minayin shem ein lo gadleo mishalachav. How do I know if he doesn't have the means, the monetary means, that his brothers, the Kohanim, should enrich him in order that he be the richest? That you should bring him up. His brethren should strengthen him over here. So that his brothers, the Kohanim, have to give him monetary means to be Hagadol Me'achav, even when it comes to Osher. So now when it comes, this is what we, so far we said over here.
The Korban
or Levi Yoreid is not relevant for the Mashiach and the Nasi. And that's why Rabbi Yossi of Galili in our Mishnah said when it comes to a Nasi, ki yotzi behem divrei Rabbi Yossi ha Galili. On the other hand, when it comes to the Mashiach, the Gemara does not, or the Mishnah itself doesn't talk about that, but that we'll have in a Braita, that Rabbi Kiva says that the Mashuach is patur mikulam, and he makes a par, whereas there's another opinion that he doesn't, not only does he not bring a par, he brings nothing at all. So since that's subject to machlokas later on in the Gemara is not discussing that now, but we see here that Rabbi Yosef Galili also believes that the Kohen Mashiach is subject to the same din as the Nasi, that they don't bring a Korban Olev V'Yoreid. Whether he brings his own par or not, that will be subject to machlokas Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Yosef Galili later on in the Gemara, in the Braita. All right, we'll stop here.